This, my friend, is wisdom from the heart with me, Andrea. I am beyond thrilled to welcome you to this episode. And can you believe it's August already? I mean, where did the summer go? I really hope you enjoyed this episode. So glad you're here. You rock. You really do. Right now, it's actually really hard to believe that August is here. And it's only a few weeks until fall equinox, where I really recommend planning the rest of your year on that day, but more on that in a different episode. And the first time I heard somebody say that, I was like, I'm not a Wiccan. And then I realized you don't have to be a Wiccan. It doesn't have anything to do with that, really. But more on that later. This episode is actually a dual one in such a sense that there are two topics I felt was needed at this point in time, and instead of making one about one topic and then another about the second one, I decided to give you two topics because I have not been the best at updating regularly. So before we begin anything, you are gonna get some technical, logistical details, and then we are gonna hit today's topics spot on with gusto. And I'm actually really excited about this because, believe it or not, it's now 4:30 a.m. and I'm unable to sleep. So I thought, well, I can make you a good podcast episode, and then at least you get something out of my insomnia, and then you can share it with your friends, coworkers, and family, because we're all in this thing called life together. We're all gonna experiment and experience disappointment in our lives. And that's why I titled this what I did, because I really believe in putting a spotlight on what to do. And, you know, when a friend breaks your trust, or to put it bluntly, when a friendship is over, done, not existing anymore, I really want to speak into that from a personal as well as a spiritual perspective. I'm so excited you're with me. So right now, first, as I said, we're going to talk a little bit about the technical details for this podcast from this week onward. And I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. And my hope and my intention now is that this podcast will be something that you can weekly look forward to. It's, you know, recorded in my bedroom, and it's totally private and personal and public at the same time, because you can listen to it, and I'm so glad. And if you listen through the Anchor platform where I record my podcast, you always have the possibility to hit the voice message button, and you can say whatever is on your mind. And then I can implement it into the next episode. And I would love that because it gives the episode a realistic feel. So if you drop me a voice message, make sure to say if you want me to feature it in the next episode or not. As always, you can find me at Mogul, and the URL will be in the show notes. You are an amazing being, and now it's time to stop talking and give you the details for what to expect from this podcast from this day forward. And I'm so excited and a bit terrified, really. So, with all that said and done, here are the details. I'm going to record new episodes next week. They will start to launch every Wednesday. Every Wednesday you will get sometimes a short episode, sometimes a longer one. Please note, I'm not getting sponsored or paid or anything to do this, and thus, that's why they can be a bit different. But my goal is to really show that people do make podcasts because they want to help lift others and not just to make money. However, should you feel called to donate, because there is a training program I really would like to take. It's a coaching certification program called Artists of the Spirit. And if you decide to donate, you can contact me and I'll give you my either my Patreon page, which I haven't set up fully, or my Cash App Me info. And everyone that donates more than $20 will get their name or brand or whatever featured in every podcast. That is if you donate $20 or more. If you donate $50 or more, you get your name in every podcast. I will also mention you in my Facebook life, both on my page and in my profile. In addition, you will get the chance to record an episode all on your own, which I will publish, and you don't need to worry about having your own podcast show. Your episode will be your show, and it will be all published under Wisdom of the Heart with me, Andrea, and you can talk about whatever you want. If you want to be able to publish a podcast through me, that is if you donate $75 or more. And then we have the last tier. If you donate more than $100 to my coaching training, not only will I do all the other perks for you, but I will also coach you for free. That's right, my premium package is yours for 2 months, and that means you can get me 24/7 basically. As you can see, I'm a night owl, so If I sleep, you'll get me as soon as I wake up. And you can also know that you help keep this podcast real and authentic. So if you feel called to support the podcast, reach out. And I am ecstatic. And even if you don't feel like it, I will continue to publish content because I believe in a podcast which is created for the joy of creating. And that's what I want you to have. I want you to have that joy right in your ear. And whenever you want or need a push, you are an amazing being regardless. And don't you ever forget it. You are totally awesome. Awesome, 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 awesome. How do you get over a friend? I can just sense that in asking this question out loud, the energy is a bit dense. Because getting over a friend, it's not like getting over a lover. Usually our friendship has been on a different level and might have lasted for even more years. But regardless, it's on a different level. And while it's acceptable and everybody understands crying over, a lost love interest, not everybody would be so understanding if you got teary-eyed and, and sad over losing a friend. So, how to get over a friend? Here is my 6 very raw and personal steps. Because I'm in the middle of it myself. So I'm teaching you the tools I'm using to stay grounded and stay in my practice. First, be careful with the texting or calling because you might say something you can't take back, and that would suck. So I would recommend texting. And when you do, I would recommend not sending it when you are too ticked off. It's okay to write one message when you feel like blowing up, but then I would use 24 hours and see if this is really something I want this person to remember 1 year, 5 years from now. And usually it's not. So this is a good example of text you can send. Let's say a friend tells you that they want to come by next week and talk about the situation. And you're not up for that because you don't know what you're going to say and you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings and you want to guard your own. This message can save you. Hi. I really understand where you're coming from and I'm glad you want to clear the air. However, honestly, I don't feel like we should discuss this because it's two sides to every story and you have yours and I have mine and I don't want to say anything I would regret because we have been friends for a long time and I respect every human being I'm interacting with. Best wishes, and have a good life. Voice is a good message. One, you are honest. Two, you set boundaries. Three, you wish them the best. And four, you immediately make it clear that the case is closed. Block them and unfriend them on social media. Also, to avoid posting something you might regret later on. Step three, have a prayer ritual. Because I'm upset when people say, forgive, forgive, forgive. Yes, we have to forgive. But it's not like we can say, I forgive you and everything is fine. Forgiveness is a process. And when we acknowledge that, then we acknowledge a whole lot. So I would say a prayer is something like this. And depending on your deity, you can start your prayer off differently. Dear God, please help me forgive this person right now and help me to see it from a more clear perspective. Help me to see that there is a way through every block and help me to see that this is a part of my spiritual curriculum. I feel hurt and I'm angry and I'm frustrated and I really want to yell and I would really appreciate some peace, love and kindness. Please help me to spread those values as well as receiving them. Thank you, and so it is. Aho, amen, and amen. In addition, you can have, like, a calendar where you just take a piece of paper and you put the dates 2 weeks ahead. And each day, you put 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening to vent about your friend in your diary, in a poem, or in any other creative outlet, just to get it out. The next step would be to vent to somebody else. But venting is not backtalking. So you could say, I'm in this situation right now. It's so hurtful. I just want to talk. And if you can listen, it's fine. And then you just say whatever comes to your mind. However, do never disclose personal secrets about the other person. When you do, it stops being venting and it becomes gossiping. And that's an even lower energy. However, most people will realize that they are backtalking during this situation. What do you do then? Right away when you realize that, say, whoa, I shouldn't have said that. That was very unprofessional, but I'm a human being. And then just say, out loud or silently, and you should mean it. The more you mean it, the more helpful it will be. Dear God, please forgive me for talking badly about this person. And help me to find other ways so I won't do it again. Thank you. Aho, amen, and amen. And then the last step is write a friendship plan. This might sound simple, and it is. But I want you to see this as a picture with words. So, what would you want in a new friendship? And what would you not want? So, for instance, in that new picture of a future friendship, write everything you want. So, here is a short example. I want my future friendship to be based on the fact that we both like books, we both have been through a lot, and we know what pain is. I also want a person who can support me in my way of being, and I want a person who is honest and who doesn't take any crap. I also want to be there for that person, and I want to have guidance so I can become a better friend. I want us to do the following activities together, and I want us to agree on what's not okay pretty early on so I won't be hurt again and I can go on full throttle in a new future relationship. Then the last step is basically healing takes time. This isn't done in a day. It's not done in a week necessarily. Just admit to yourself you're grieving. Buy some candles and light them. If you have a bathtub, use bath salt to help you get away old energy patterns. If you don't have a bathtub, simply make your scrub by using Himalayan salt or even table salt and blend it in your shower gel. Make sure to squat some shower gel on a spoon and blend it in that and not in the bottle. And when you use it and you rinse your body, envision yourself in a white protective light. You might wish to have a mantra playing in the background, or you can just say, thank you God for cleansing me and for helping me on my healing journey. And know that even though it hurts, you will grow. And it sucks, and that's part of life. And you are not alone. You can reach out to me, you can reach out to the community at large. I do care about you, and you're amazing. And you will have great relationships in your life. Count on it. Because you are a rock star and you deserve the best. Apparently, the phone or platform don't want me to speak about politics and spirituality in the same sentence, because this is probably the sixth time I'm recording this part, and I'm recording it because after last week and the release of Marianne Williamson's anniversary edition of Healing the Soul of America, I had to tell you about it, and also to encourage you to make the teaching in it a daily spiritual practice. So, this book came out firstly in the 1998 era. And according to Marianne, back then, like, politicians didn't want to speak about spirituality, and spirituality inclined teachers didn't want to speak about politics. So the book didn't get the buzz that it freaking deserves. But now things are different. And it starts with you and me, and it's awesome. And I want to give you a quote from A Course in Miracles. A miracle is performed by one who temporarily has more for one who temporarily has less. So, with that in mind, that's why we really need to engage in politics. And it can be, you know, praying for the politician. It can be volunteering for a nonprofit. It can be trying to find out how things work in your local area. Because when you know that, you can pray about it and bless it. And that's, I'm going to give you my 20 minute a day. And I know that sounds daunting. It can be 5 minutes. But I'm going to give you a political practice to add to your spiritual one. And it's so freaking easy. Start with a prayer. Dear God, please bless every politician, non-government organization, volunteer worker, and any other involved in politics. Help us to see the good in people and situations, to seek to help and be of service rather than greed. Keep our minds clear, our ears open, and our lips free of backtalk. Let us be tools for a change in perception, because we are miracle workers. We know we have the power to choose in any moment. We can choose to see through the eyes of fear, and we can choose to see through the eyes of love. Every day, we choose to see through the eyes of fear due to the news or some political action or non-action. Every time we do, please remind us that we are free to choose again. And so it is. Aho, Aven, and Amen. That's how easy one practice can be. And then you can expand by having a meditation and dedicating the fruits of the practice for that meditation to the politicians. You can also start a book cycle, either online or in your local area. And you can always reach out to me by using the links in the show notes. I can't wait to hear what's up in your life. And before I close this week's episode, I do have some information about the next week one, so stay tuned for like one more minute. I'm so excited and grateful for your existence. You're amazing and you keep on inspiring me. Thank you for listening to Wisdom of the Heart with me, Mia Andrea. And if you have any wishes regarding next week, don't hesitate to come into contact with me, to reach out and to say what you want, because you matter. You're amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. Next week, it's all up to you. If you have a wish, drop me a line and tell me what you want to talk about. If I don't hear anything, I'm going to talk about 7 books that worked for me, as well as one coaching trick that works every time. See you next week. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye. You're amazing. Remember that. Blessed be. Take care. And if you listen on Anchor, I have a few song clips for you to get you into the mood of facing the rest of your day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.